You're listening to Scared Monkeys Radio. My name's Dana Pretzer. This is my daily commentary for Tuesday, February 13th, 2007. A Minnesota college is investigating after students held a politically incorrect themed party in which one student apparently dressed as a Ku Klux Klan member while others wore blackface with a noose around their necks. Student told administrators about the January 16th party and a campus-wide discussion was planned for Tuesday. Oh, a campus-wide discussion, that's good. My initial reaction was shock, said Paul McKinley, a member of the Black Liberation Affairs Committee, a student group. I thought this can't happen here on my campus. However, in a story about the party in the student newspaper, the Mac Weekly, a student who attended the party said it was meant to be a satiric comment on things that would be considered taboo in most situations. Now, Leicester is the latest in a string of colleges to investigate student parties and incidents that have involved racial overtones. This is a liberal college, and the liberal colleges that have banned the Minutemen or who have protested conservative politicians or conservative speakers who come there are able to do things like this, yet the media and the college only hold discussions about them. Blackface, noose around the necks, and Ku Klux Klan outfits is more than just satiric. It's hate, plain and simple. If you protest conservatives, you better be protesting something like this because it shouldn't be happening on any college campus. A conservative message is for one to decide on their own. Either they accept it or they don't. Ku Klux Klan and blackface shouldn't be accepted anytime. I'm Dana Pretzer.